And welcome inside of this week's edition of What's Important Now. I'm Tom Sears. Grateful that you are spending some time with us. A lot happening around the world, and it's some scary, scary stuff. Especially if you think about Bible prophecy. If you take a look at what's happening in Syria, with the buildup of the Russian military, the threat telling the United States to get out, and it was reported within the last day or two that Iran is also in Syria. Some interesting news coming out that they have partnered with Hezbollah. I don't know how true that is. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, Bible prophecy unfolding right before our very eyes. We are planning a very special What's Important Now program. We are going to tackle this issue. You know, the best thing I can tell you to do to make sure that you stay up to date is to find us on Facebook, like our What's Important Now radio page, so that we can send a notification to you, because this program will only air on blogtalkradio.com/whatsimportantnow. And of course, if you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can create a free profile, and it will enable you to also get updates when we post new programming. And of course, we'll keep you updated for those of you who faithfully listen to this radio program. But we are planning a very special broadcast on what's happening in the Middle East and how it relates to Bible prophecy, Gog and Magog, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. With all that being said, we're going to dive right into today's program. Want to thank you for being here, and as always, thankful for the faithful supporters of the radio program, my church family, New Beginnings Church, and all of you that support us out there. We'd love to hear from you if we haven't already, and if we have, we'd still love to hear from you. You can send us an email, whatsimportantnowradio@gmail.com, whatsimportantnowradio@gmail.com. Also, you can write us by mail, 8901 Good Hope Pike, Lost Creek, West Virginia, 26385. Follow us on Facebook, What's Important Now Radio Show. Okay. As I said, there are some things happening around the world. And as I mentioned last week, we're trying to transition a little bit. We've already got some positive feedback about the minor change in the format of this radio program that airs around the state of West Virginia every Sunday morning. We're trying to add more Bible teaching. And it's not that we are neglecting the current events. It'll all come together, I promise. It'll all come together. But the Lord has really been putting on, placing on my heart the importance of this. And so with that, going to open in prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for all that you do, all that you've done. Forgive every one of us, Lord, for our failures, and those moments that we haven't met the standard that's been provided for us. Forgive us of our sin. Help us to grow in you today. And I pray, God, that someone out there listening, I realize not everyone will get it, but I pray someone does. And Lord, I pray for your guidance and your wisdom and your direction and above all, your anointing to guide me through this radio broadcast. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you have a Bible handy, you could turn to the 5th chapter of the book of Luke. And if not, well, I'm going to read it to you, so it'll be okay. Beginning with verse 1 in Luke chapter 5. Now it came to pass, while the multitude pressed upon him and heard the word of God, that he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the multitudes out of the boat. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets." And Simon answered and said, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I'll let down the nets." When they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their nets were breaking. And they beckoned unto their partners in the other boat that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so they began to sink. But Simon Peter, when he saw it, fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was amazed, and all that were with him, at the amount of fish which they had taken. And so also James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from here forward you shall catch men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left all and followed him. I want to talk to you today about a calling. And ladies and gentlemen, if there's ever been a time for us to rise up and be what God has created us to be, that time is now. As I started this radio program at the very beginning, you can look on the news channels, you can hear of all the devastation and things that are happening, impending hurricanes and storms and the situation in Syria and in the Middle East. And this is not fear-mongering, because the reality of it is I try to be as real as possible. All of this could die down and everything be okay again, but it still does not make the Bible a lie, because there is coming a time when it won't go away and everything will begin to change. And so that time could be now. I was wondering the other day, why would God put us in a nation, in a world that is so full of iniquity and is such a mess? And it occurred to me that God does not make mistakes. He has placed us here because he has said they can handle it. They can handle it. So we have been selected to live in this time during this generation, and he has placed a calling upon our lives for us to go out and to be what he has called us to be, much like the men in that boat. You see, those men were just going about their everyday business, doing what they do. They were fishermen, but they had an encounter. And as sure as I'm on this radio today, we need an encounter with Jesus. You see, that occasion with Jesus happened on the Sea of Galilee. And it was, apparently, it was the Lord's second call to these disciples, because he had previously called them, again, Andrew, Peter, James, and John. And he called them to follow him and to travel with him to Capernaum and to Galilee. That's found in Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 39. But they had returned to their fishing business, apparently. And I believe that during this encounter, Jesus was calling them to a deeper level of commitment, a deeper level of involvement. When we hear about all these news, and as you know, if you've listened to this radio program, I am passionate about these news and bringing them forward and letting you know what's happening all around us. But the reality of it is, it's time for us to stand up and do something about it. And many times we stand best when we're on our knees seeking that encounter with Jesus Christ and his presence and his spirit, because he is calling all of us at this time to a deeper level of commitment and involvement. This new call, it was demanding greater commitment. Because when he had stopped talking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets." Now you have to think about something. Simon had been washing and mending his nets. He's keeping one ear listening to what Jesus is teaching. And he had all these responsibilities, all these duties to perform. The reality of it is, this is how he made his living. He had to fish to make money, to make a living for his family. And so Jesus' call for Simon Peter to launch out into deeper water is an analogy of what he wanted to do in Simon Peter's life. And many of us today are being called to deeper water, deeper places. I believe that I referenced last week, I've been talking about this in church, that God is calling us to carry a sword that's heavier than we are. He's calling us to carry something that's bigger than we are. meaning that in ourselves we cannot do it, but with his guidance and with his help, with his anointing, with his power, and with his presence, we are able to accomplish what we could not accomplish without his aid. He's calling us to that. And if there's ever been a time where we need it, or where the world needs it, I should say, if there's ever been a time when the world needs it, that time has arrived. That time is now. You see, Jesus was saying to Simon Peter, go out deeper into the waters, and it was an analogy that God was going to do something deeper in his life. That's the calling that had been placed upon him. Jesus was going to take Simon Peter deeper. But with that comes more commitment. You know, but when we hear the call to launch out deeper, we're tempted to compromise our obedience. We're tempted to be guided by our friends instead of what God says. You know, without a doubt, the advice of Simon Peter's friends and other veteran fishermen who overheard what Jesus was saying would be, hey, Peter, don't do it. You've already cleaned your nets. You put them up. If you go back out, you're going to have to do it all over again. And Peter, trust me, it'll be for nothing. How many times have you been told that your belief and your faith in Jesus Christ was a waste of time? If they haven't said it, they've fought it. They've given you that look. I'm here to tell you today that your faith, that my faith, that our faith is not a waste of time. If we listen to those around us, they would say, okay, it's okay to go to church, but you know, don't be fanatical about it. Don't get too serious. And we're tempted. We're tempted to be guided by our experiences instead of what God says. We're tempted to walk by what we see rather than by faith. And you see, Jesus was asking Peter to do something that was contrary to Peter's experience. See, that's what God does. He calls us to do something that's bigger than we are, that goes against our experience. It goes against everything we think we know. It went against what Peter thought he knew about fishing. And again, he was a professional. He can't imagine in his mind any way that this is going to work. You see, if you look at that historically, the Sea of Galilee, the best fishing was at night and close to the shore. Notice what's happening here. Jesus is asking him to launch into the deep in the middle of the day. It goes against experience. It goes against expertise. It goes against what he knows. And he was asking a great deal of Peter. He was saying, trust me. And he's giving that call to all of us today. He's calling us to go deeper than we've ever been at a time when it is needed more than ever. He was asking for trust. He was asking Simon Peter, try again. Even though you failed in the past, I believe that someone out there today needs to hear this. He's saying, try it again. Even though in the past it's been a failure, try it again. Because there's an important lesson. Peter was learning an important lesson for his future. The lesson being taught was, don't allow past failures to keep you from serving God. Don't allow past mistakes to keep you from what God has for your life now. God's asking us to try again, even if we've been a failure in the past. The only question is, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening, will you allow past failure to keep you from following the plan that God has for your life? You see, we're tempted to be guided by our own circumstances, by our own past experience, instead of what God says. If we look to verse 5, it reveals Simon Peter's answer. He said, Master, we've toiled all night, and we've caught nothing. But nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. I think this also speaks to some of the ways that we have been doing ministry in America. We've toiled. We've attempted to do what we think is right. But God is saying, listen, for so long it was okay. You were successful fishing in the shallow water in the middle of the night. That worked. That strategy worked. But we're living in a different time. And it's going to require you to go to the deep water in the middle of the day. I hope someone's listening to me today and understands what I'm saying. The way we've been doing it is not going to be good enough for the challenges that face not only the church, but America as a whole and the entire world. The shallow water experience is no longer good enough. It's the deep water experience that we need. If you fall out of the boat, you can't stand on your own. You need him to keep you from drowning. I hope someone hears me today. He's calling us to go where we've never been and to do what we've never done at a time when it's needed the most. But if you look at his reply, he communicates that he and his partners are tired. Toiled indicates that word translated means very hard work. He says, Lord, we've been working very, very hard all night. They haven't slept. They've worked. And the experiences or the circumstance of the past evening have indicated that further fishing would be fruitless. Many pastors today feel this way. Many Christians feel this way. You've witnessed, you've done everything you've been taught to do. And you feel that any more doing is just fruitless. So you have allowed the enemy to bring you into complacency, into an apathetic lifestyle that's preventing you from walking in the fullness that God has for your life. You've said past experiences are holding me back. They have taught me that future experience will be fruitless. But Jesus was asking them to take those freshly cleaned nets, row out to the deep water, and to go through another strenuous process of letting out and taking in the nets all over again. You see, they had to learn obedience. And that obedience did not hinge upon favorable circumstances. See, we want to obey when everything's easy, but when things are difficult, we don't want to obey. Are you going to allow your circumstances to dictate your obedience? We're tempted to be guided by our fears instead of what God says. You know, the greatest obstacle that we face in our lives, it's our own fear. It's us telling us that we can't because we fear failure. We feel our self-confidence is low. Our self-esteem is low. We feel inadequate. It's time to allow what God thinks of us to race through our minds and in our hearts. What is fear keeping you from doing? Peter said, Master. It means teacher. He was saying, teach me. Now, this is coming from an experienced fisherman, and he's saying, teach me. The best fishing is at night in shallow water, but he was saying, teach me. You see, many of us today, we just need to say, teach me. If you'll teach me, I'll know. I believe in Psalms 119, the psalmist writes, take my hand. I'm paraphrasing, but he said, I will not know unless you teach me. Peter was showing his love, his respect. He was not going to allow his thoughts, his opinions, or even his expertise to hinder his obedience. The reality is Jesus, the Spirit, and the power of Almighty God is trying to take us from where we are and place us where he wants us to be. And how does that happen? Pushing. Pushing. It happens by pushing. Because doing things our own way will leave us empty. But if we give God's way a try, there's fulfillment. You see, the reality of it is that many times our own knowledge, our own skills, our own expertise have failed us. Because God's power, God's knowledge, and God's skill, His abilities poured into us, will give us the strength that we've never had on our own. But it's doing things God's way. So I encourage you to try obedience. Try obedience. Even if you don't fully understand, if you don't know how it's all going to work out, try obedience. I know that going into deeper water is scary. It's not familiar. It's where God's blessing is found, but it's a very scary place. If you look at verse 6 and 7, we find the results of obedience. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their nets were breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. And as they harvested their catch, the two boats, each 7.5 feet wide and over 27 feet long, were filled to overflowing and began sinking. Several tons of fish were hauled ashore that day in the midst of a roar of a delighted crowd. The new call not only demanded a greater commitment, but it calls for greater intimacy. This is something that the Lord has really been speaking to me over the last 6 to 8 months. We know that Peter fell down at the knees of Jesus and began to worship. Notice his worship. He says, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." You know, at first the request seems strange. If you simply take it literally, seems kind of funny that he would say, "Jesus, leave." But you have to understand what's going on here. This new revelation of power and glory made Peter realize his own sinfulness. You see, Peter wasn't really trying to get rid of Jesus. He was simply overcome with a sense of his own worthlessness, or unworthiness, I should say. When he said Jesus, when he called him Lord, it's completely different in the original language than how it was used in verse 5. Kyrios. It's reserved by the Jews as a description of God. Peter's reaction is what we often see in the Bible as man's reaction to a face-to-face confrontation with God. When think to the prophet Isaiah. He saw the Lord sitting on a throne. He was high on a throne, and he was high and lifted up. He said, "Woe is me, for I am undone." Job, he had a very similar experience. He says, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I have bore or despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." John, he would write of his experience. Revelation 1:17, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead." When we are first introduced to the power and majesty of the Lord, we become fully aware of our own sin, how far away we are from the standard. And we don't know what to do sometimes but to try to escape his presence. When he said, "Jesus, leave," he was saying it because he does not want to be in the presence. He wasn't saying it because he didn't want to be in his presence, but because he feels unworthy of being there. But you see, as our experience deepens, as we gain knowledge and we understand him more, we get closer, there's that intimacy, we experience the forgiveness of our sins, then a consciousness of our sin will drive us to him. Ladies and gentlemen, if we've ever needed him, that time is now. That time is now. He's calling you to deeper water. Someone's getting this today. Someone's getting this today. He's calling you to deeper water. You've known it. Maybe this radio program today that's filling your ears is confirmation, because he's been speaking to you. He's been drawing you. He's calling you to deeper water, to a deeper level of intimacy, to a deeper level of commitment. He's saying, I'm going to call you to a deeper walk with me in deeper water at a time when it's needed the most. Look around, ladies and gentlemen. Trouble all around us. Yet he has strategically planted us here for this time. We have been called to the kingdom for such a time as this. Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. First, recognizing how holy you are. Recognizing how great you are. Recognizing that you alone are God. Father, today, we ask that you touch us and help us to be that individual that you have called us to be. That today, you would mend our broken hearts. That, Father, we would no longer look back to past experience and say, I was a failure then, I'll be a failure now. Let us choose to listen to the voice of truth, your voice that speaks to us and that's calling us to a deeper level of commitment. That nearness, that closeness with you. Father, help us to get out of our own way. To not walk by sight, but to walk by faith. Faith in you. Give us strength. Give us wisdom. Help us to endure. Wrap us up in your love and keep us through every mistake we make and every failure that we have, past or present. Help us. Lord, if there's anyone out there that's listening to this and they do not know you as the personal Lord and Savior, let today be that day. I know that it's the Spirit and the Bride that says, come. Draw them to you, Father, and allow them to take a moment to have that courage to seek you, to ask you into their lives, to for forgiveness of their sin, and to begin in life anew with you. Thank you. Thank you for all things. Let this radio program fall upon the ears that it should fall upon, trusting you for that. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let us not take our purpose for granted. We have been put here for a reason. Let us walk in the fulfillment of that reason. Let us chase it. Let us pursue it like we've never pursued anything in our lives. Well, just about out of time. But I want to thank you for being a part of the What's Important Now radio program. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of chaos happening in the Middle East and around the world. I encourage you to like us on Facebook so you can stay up to date, because we are going to produce a program dedicated to that topic here within the next couple weeks. So make sure that you like us on Facebook, email us. I'll keep you up to date by email. Whatever we have to do to make sure you hear those programs, email us at whatsimportantnowradio@gmail.com. What's Important Now Radio, gmail.com. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/ What's Important Now and sign up for a free profile, like our radio program, and you'll be updated every time a new program is added. Thank you. You'll never know what a true honor it is to be on the other side of this radio. God bless you. May he keep you. And as always, fight the good fight of faith. There is a cause. It does matter. And it is important now. God bless. Have a great weekend. Talk with you soon. I'm Tom Sears, and this has been What's Important Now.